Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you guys once again for joining the Nine Innings Podcast hosted by yours truly, Kevin Thompson, founder and CEO of Nine Eye Capital Group. Thank you guys for joining me. As I always say, subscribe to the channel. As I always say, go and get my book, MLB to CFP, live on Apple and Amazon. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@nineeyecapitalgroup.com. Send us your questions. Go to the website at www.nineeyecapitalgroup.com. Schedule an appointment. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, engage, and also entertain. Follow us on all social media channels at NineEyeCap or MLB to CFP. Today, we're talking about industry alphabet soup. What does it mean? We're going to talk to you about the top three designations in the financial industry, the differences between them, and why it's important to know them from the rest. This is for you, industry. This is for you, the public. I'm here to give you all the inside baseball on this. Let's get it. So I'm assuming that a lot of you feel the same way most of us do in this industry. You don't know who you're working with. You don't know what all of these letters behind their names mean. You just don't know. I'm going to first start out by saying there's three designations. You can look it up. You can Google it. You can ChatGPT it. I don't care what you say. You can look this up. There's three designations in our industry, in the financial industry, that are most popular, that are most widely accepted. One is the CFP, the Certified Financial Planner. The second is a Certified Public Accountant. And the third is a Chartered Financial Analyst. Those three designations are the most widely known, widely respected, because for a few reasons. One is because they've been heavily advertised. Two, heavily marketed and advertised, right? Two is because, well, people have learned to accept that those three are the top. But there's a lot of other reasonings behind it, marketability, all the other stuff. Here's what I want to do today. Today, I'm going to talk to you about those three designations. And by the way, those that are quote unquote hurt about this, I have other designations behind my name, retirement income certified professional, enrolled agent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't lessen the impact on what you've learned and what you've accomplished in your career. But it doesn't take apart the fact that these three designations are what it matters in our industry. Yes, there's CHFC, CLUs, and all the other stuff, but that doesn't mean anything to the general public. These three do. So where we're going to start is the CFP, the gold standard of the financial planning profession. So let's kick it off with the CFP or Certified Financial Planner. Now, I'm not just saying it because I am one, but the financial world, this is often considered the gold standard. If you're looking for someone to help you with your retirement planning, insurance, estate, taxes, investment, budgeting, the full financial picture, the CFP is built for that. What separates it from other designations? First, the rigor. To become a CFP, you have to have a bachelor's degree, finish a course of 70 financial topics from tax and retirement planning to insurance and behavioral finance, pass a 6-hour comprehensive exam, gain 6,000 hours of experience, 4,000 under direct supervision, and then commit to ongoing ethics and education requirements. This isn't a license to sell something, it's a license to build something, a long-term plan designed around your goals. And there's that incredible important aspect of this, which is often misunderstood. CFP professionals are held to a fiduciary duty. That means legally, ethically, they must act in your best interest, not theirs, not their firm's, not the insurance company, not the product provider, but yours. So now let's talk about real life. What do they actually do? They're the quarterbacks. They look at all the moving parts of your financial lives, from 401ks, IRAs, student loans, tax returns, insurance, and budgeting, state documents, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're wondering, should you pay down your mortgage or invest? When should you take Social Security? How much insurance you need? What's the best way to fund my kids' college education? Those are CFP level questions there. So not all, that's very important to actually get a CFP to help you go through that. But again, not all financial advisors CFPs, and not all CFPs manage money. Some only do planning, so it's important to see how they get paid. Some charge fees, some charge AUM, some charge flat fees, and some may do a hybrid of some sort where they're still getting commissions and even and get paid on the fee side, even though they hold the CFP marks. But again, by having these letters behind your name, it does mean something. It signals something to your clients and peers that you're committed to comprehensive, ethical, and ongoing professional excellence. And yet, despite all of this, many consumers still don't know what a CFP is. That's why I do podcasts like these to help you understand what that actually represents. And for the advisors listening, if you're on the fence about getting a CFP, let me say this. It's not easy, but it's worth it. It sets you apart. It builds trust. And in a world full of sales and titles and meaningless designations, the CFP still stands tall. Now let's get to the next one, which is CPA or Certified Public Accountant. Now this one carries some weight both in and out of the financial services industry. When most people hear CPA, they immediately think taxes. And they're not wrong. CPAs are widely trusted for tax prep, audits, and financial reporting. They are the ones who dig into W-2s, 1099s, K-1s, Schedule Cs, and tell you what your tax liability actually is. But let's break it down a bit. To earn your CPA, you need to complete 150 credit hours of college coursework. That's more than a bachelor's degree. Pass the uniform CPA exam for four rigorous sections covering auditing, financial accounting, business concepts, and taxation. Meet state-specific experience requirements and commit to continuing education each year. It's no small feat, which is why CPA carries such trust within the public. In fact, in a survey, after survey, CPAs are among the most respected professionals in the country. But here, let's talk about where it gets interesting. Not all CPAs do personal finance. Many CPAs work corporate accounting, auditing, and forensic accounting. They know GAAP. They know how to audit a Fortune 500's books, but ask them about retirement withdrawal strategies or insurance planning, and they might not have that experience. That's why the AICPA created an additional designation for CPAs who do financial planning. It's called the PFS, Personal Financial Specialist. It's essentially the CFP tracks for CPAs. But truth be told, many CPAs doing planning don't bother with the extra title. They just let their CPA do the talking. So where do CPAs shine in planning relationship? Business owners working through S-Corp or LLC's tax strategies, high-income W-2 employees, juggling RSUs, AMT, or backdoor Roths, clients going through estate and trust administration, or anyone with complex tax situation who needs clarity beyond just filing the tax forms. Bottom line, if taxes are the main driver of financial stress or opportunity, a CPA is invaluable. But again, make sure you're working with a CPA who actually does advisory, not just tax prep. There's a big difference between inputting numbers into a software and helping you craft a strategic long-term plan around taxation. Hear me on that. If a CPA is, let's put it this way. If a CFP is your financial quarterback, a great CPA is like your defensive coordinator, keeping the IRS from scoring points on you. Now let's talk this monster here, the CFA, the Investment Analyst Badge of Honor, Chartered Financial Analyst. And let me tell you, this one has its own mythology. I've tried to take it myself, and it beat me down. If the CFP is built for financial planners and the CPA is built for tax professionals, the CFA is designed for pure investment mastery. This isn't just a credential, it's a marathon of endurance and intelligence. To earn the CFA charter, you must pass three levels of exam, each requiring 300 to 400 hours of study. Demonstrate work experience and investment decision making and commit to ongoing ethics and studies. I know it sounds easy, Kevin, you just gotta study. Let me tell you about these pass rates. Let's just say they're brutal. Each level sees pass rates between 22 and 45%. That's not a typo. 22 and 45%. This thing is intentionally difficult. So what does a CFA actually do? They're usually found in institutional settings, portfolio managers, equity analysts, asset allocators, hedge funds, researchers, etc. Their bread and butter is security analysis, risk modeling, portfolio construction, and macroeconomic forecasting. If a CFP helps you plan what to invest in and why, the CFA helps determine exactly where that money goes, what asset classes to choose, how much risk to take, and when to rebalance. You're not going to find too many CFAs doing everyday financial planning, but if you're managing a large portfolio overseeing a family office or need some custom investment strategy across taxable and tax-deferred accounts, CFA level insight is elite. Just don't expect them to help you budget or pick any Medicare plans. This is a PhD in investing, not the Swiss Army knife of planning. So here's the question you're asking yourself right now. You're saying, Kevin, why does all of this matter? Well, I'm here to just inform you about the alphabet soup of the industry and the confusion that it brings. Because today's financial industry is flooded with letters behind names, and many of them are sales-based and made up. Not all designations are created equal. Some folks are out here slinging products, IULs and annuities, with a certification they got over a weekend course. And that's why I'm doing this episode. There's a lot of letters out there. What's going on in the financial industry is called alphabet soup. People are getting designations. And by the way, I am not denigrating people who have spent significant time getting these designations. I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you. And thank you for doing that. But I also understand that this is a money grab for a lot of these institutions who are trying to push these designations. Just collect revenue. Because they push these designations to collect revenue. And now they have people who are going to be paying subscription fees every single year. Doing CEs, that's going to bring in more revenue every single year to maintain a designation. So I wanted to bring this to the table because there's three designations that you should be aware of. The CFP, the CFA, and the CPA rise to the top because they're independently governed. They require real education. They enforce ethical standards. They're not tied to product sales. If someone can explain the meaning and the value behind their credentials, that's a red flag. So in closing, let's wrap this up. If you need comprehensive planning, talk to a CFP. Got complex taxes? Or own a business, you want to talk to a CPA and or a CFP who can kind of manage and operate that. Looking for a lead investment management? Again, a CFP can walk in there as well, but a CFA is the person that you're talking to. A CFP kind of walks in all these different areas, but the CPA and the CFA specialize in their core environment. Now, if someone's trying to sell you something that is too good to be true, some kind of product, without any of these, ask deeper questions. Dig deeper. Figure out how they're getting compensated. What is their knowledge behind the product? Because chances are they're selling you something that they're getting compensated on, which again, nothing wrong with that, but a product they most likely don't understand. Thank you for listening to Not In These Podcasts. Subscribe to the channel. Go and get my book, MLB to CFP, live on Apple and Amazon. You have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@9icapitalgroup.com. Send us your questions. Go to the website at www.9icapitalgroup.com. Schedule an appointment. Follow us on all social media channels at 9icap or MLB to CFP. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, engage, and also entertain. Today, we're talking about the top three designations, why it's important, and the alphabet soup of the industry. I hope this has been a valuable use of your time. Stay humble, stay safe, my friends. I'll see you again soon.